Welcome to Kids in Mind with Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist based in Geneva. Rebecca speaking to us this month about sibling relationships. For more information, you can visit cabinetweber.net. Now, Rebecca, how can parents regulate sibling conflicts?
So parents can begin by, when a new baby is on the way, they can tell the older child or older children, when mummy's pregnant, for example, that a beautiful gift is coming. And that beautiful gift is a new baby who's going to be inviting the other children to adopt new roles. Do not begin with the new baby as a debt against which the parents then feel like they have to battle, because that is then automatically setting up a stage for feelings of guilt and feelings for they're taking something away from the older children, when in fact the heart expands and does not divide, and therefore the parents can really reassure the older children.
I suppose that could really matter or really change depending on how old the existing children are when the new one comes along.
Absolutely. And that also will change the language that parents use to speak to the older children, because there's certain images that would really speak to some kids and not to others about the heart expanding and how it's not like there's just a space for one child in a parent's heart.
So what happens then if the older kids aren't very happy they're going to have this new interloper, which is going to eat all their food and take all the attention and all of that?
Yes, I think it's extremely important to not deny the reality of aggressive feelings, which are normal, and that siblings will also behave in violent and aggressive ways towards each other. There are so many ways in which they will accidentally almost push baby off of the, you know, high chair, or kind of stuff the food down their throat, or et cetera, et cetera. So let the older child express their ambivalence. Let them have their own process, which is normal. They have to develop a relationship with that new baby, and they have to appropriate a new role that for themselves. Don't always be surprised if the elder child is not always happy or immediately inclusive, if you like, or don't take it as a conclusion. There's a process. But what parents really can do is use the image of a kind of garden, if you like, in terms of planting seeds. And then they have to sit back and wait for the plants to grow, and the plants being the different siblings. And then also, you know, support and model and mirror benevolent relationships.
So, yeah, because mom and dad might be very excited about their new arrival. That doesn't necessarily mean the kids are.
Right.
Right. So when there is a new arrival, of course, parents will always try to treat the kids the same. Can that really happen?
Well, I mean, as we've spoken about earlier, parents are obviously different for the birth of each child. So in that sense, children don't have exactly precisely the same parents, and also cultural norms change, you know, eras evolve. But what parents can do is apply the same rules and the same demand for respect across the board, respecting developmental differences, of course, but demanding the same for all of their children in terms of these are the rules of our household that apply to everyone. And that, you know, there's going to be differences also just in terms of are some children going to be holding the desires that parents have for them more than other kids, might be more liberated from that. You know, that really is unique. But certainly coming back to that, there's a framework that applies to everybody.
So what can parents do on a practical level?
Yes, they can work on their own satisfaction. Parents that are satisfied with the lives that they made for themselves are the most kind of, it's the most fundamental variable in terms of satisfaction amongst children and good relationships amongst siblings. Also, learning to regulate aggressivity, like I've said, is something that's inherent to children and inherent to us humans. Rivalry will be normal. However, we need to definitely short-circuit envy and jealousy, which are not safe feelings to be having. We can acknowledge rivalry, but now we need to regulate the subsequent feelings of frustration, for example. And that's where having boundaries, rules, regulations that are across the board the same in a household help to contain.
Okay, Rebecca, that's much indeed. For more information, you can visit Rebecca's website, cabinetweber.net. If you want to hear that episode and others in the series, you can always go to our website, which is worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.